Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 46. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Giving up everything for one thing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. An enterprising young man started with one red paperclip. His goal was to see what he could exchange for it. Eventually, through a series of 14 trades, he ended up with a two-story house. Wow! He learned the fine art of giving up something to get something even better and more valuable. Here's a question for you. What would you give up so that you could have the thing you really want? When we read Jesus' stories in Matthew chapter 13, we come upon the stories of the treasure hidden in the field and the pearl of great price. In a way, Jesus ended both with the same truth. When someone finds the things they really want, they're willing to give up not just one thing, but everything. So what do you really want? What are you willing to give up so you can have it? Maybe it's money or safety, a better relationship with someone in your family. As nice as all those things are, think deeper. What do you really want? This week's devotions will highlight wealth and how we, as children of God, get along with it. We live in a world that is driven by the want for more. Meanwhile, we remember that we are members of God's kingdom, which offers something completely different. That's where it's easy to get all mixed up. We want all our needs and wants to be met. We're happiest when every one of our requests are met with a yes. What we want is all that is important. What are you willing to sacrifice to get that kind of treasure? Does this get us to the point of Jesus' stories? Be willing to give up everything you have so you can obtain treasure that really matters. But it's not what you may think you want. Real treasure is Jesus. Can you give up everything if it means getting Him? Rather than telling you to give up something, let Jesus' stories show us someone. Someone who knew what He wanted more than anything else in the world. Someone who is willing to go all the way to make it His own. Someone whose name is Jesus. He didn't win you through a series of trades and swaps, but He became like you and gave up everything so that He could have one thing, you. We give thanks in prayer. Lord Jesus, You gave up everything so that You could make us Your own. Fill us with Your love that we too will always find our eternal treasure in You. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.